Well, tonight, the Aurora Borealis, more commonly known as the Northern Lights, could light up the sky in more areas around the country than usual. It's due to a geomagnetic storm caused by a recent solar flaring in Earth's direction. For more to explain, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Bill Murtaugh, Program Coordinator for the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center. Thank you so much for joining us today. So explain these geomagnetic storms. What does that mean?
Sure. So we monitor the sun and the Space Weather Prediction Center for these eruptions. We call them coronal mass ejections. And it's essentially an eruption on the sun, and we get a big blast, a billion tons of plasma gas with magnetic field shoots out, sometimes right towards Earth. So the sun essentially shoots a magnet into space. That magnet makes its way to Earth, and when it interacts with Earth's magnetic field, we get a big disturbance. It can cause a lot of problems to our technology. But it also produces those lovely northern and southern lights, the Aurora Borealis and the Aurora Australis.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list for sure. What areas could see the northern lights that normally don't get to see the northern lights?
So the storming we're expecting with this one is actually already happening on our scale of 1 to 5, 1 being minor and 5 being extreme, right in the middle. So it's a G3, our strong storm. Strong storm typically will produce the aurora visible just in the northern tier states, so anywhere from New England across the Great Lakes over towards Washington, Oregon. Not quite making its way down towards Northern California, but close.
And you mentioned that it could affect power. Is that in the United States as well?
That's right. That's our primary responsibility at the Space Weather Prediction Center, is not the northern lights, as much as we all love it. It's issuing alerts and warnings to people who own the infrastructure we rely on for everything we do today, including the electric power grid. So today, alerts and warnings went out across the nation and indeed Canada as well, letting these folks know that this magnetic storm is going to occur. Because when it does occur, it induces currents that can flow into the grid, unwanted currents into the grid, and that's not a good thing. It causes problems to the power grid operators. And in a worst-case scenario, and this has happened, it'll cause a blackout. The 1989 event is famous, where it took the entire province of Quebec and the city of Montreal, put them in darkness for several hours due to one of these storms. So we know that it can happen because it has happened, and it will happen again.
Wow, that is fascinating. The geomagnetic storms, are they dangerous to humans, though? I mean, other than the fact that if you don't have power, that could be dangerous in and of itself.
Right. The biological effects, not so much here on the surface of the Earth, although there is problems when you get into the high polar regions. So flights that are flying over the poles during these big space weather events, we do let the major airlines know that it's happening. So they will take action like lowering altitude or sometimes avoiding polar routes altogether, because it does increase radiation exposure. It's not going to give you radiation sickness, but just any enhancement of radiation will be a lifetime. We don't want it, so airlines don't want passengers or crew having it either, so they avoid the polar areas. But we also have to deal with our astronauts in space. And this is going to be particularly important in the coming years as we go back to the moon and we get outside the protective cocoon of Earth's magnetic field, where it's even more exposure to radiation. So for our astronauts, we are in constant communication with NASA Mission Control down in Houston, letting those folks know what's going on so they can do the right thing to protect our astronauts.
That is fascinating. And I wondered how much notice you get. Is space weather like our weather on Earth, or do you see this coming for farther in the future?
Well, it depends on the different types of space weather. Just like regular weather on Earth, we have different types of space weather. The thing we're dealing with now, this geomagnetic storm, when we see the eruption, that coronal mass ejection leaving the sun, we have anywhere from about 15 hours up to about 4 days before that big coronal mass ejection makes the 93 million mile transit from sun to Earth. So that's a fair amount of time. We can get the power grid folks and others all notified this thing is coming. It's going to be here in a day or two, and they can take the action necessary to protect their critical assets. When the flare itself occurs, we get a blast of electromagnetic emission, and it's like speed of light, but there's really no notice. As soon as we're seeing it, we're feeling it here on Earth. But that geomagnetic storm and the CME, that's the more important one, so we do have some warning time with that.
Thank you so much for explaining this to us, Bill Murtaugh, Program Coordinator for the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center.